I'm delighted, dog. I've been praying for a moment, I guess, all my life, you know, and I suppose after last year's disappointment, you know, and we didn't know where we were going for a wee while, but we got our back together and we're back here today, and it's absolutely brilliant, you know. We've tried all year to play football and more attacking team, you know, and it didn't work like that all year, but at least we got it at the finish, you know, and there's some great scores today. It wasn't maybe the greatest final, but some absolutely brilliant scores. And I thought John O'Malley at 17 was exceptional centre-half forward. He's the next Martin McHugh, and for Donegal, predicted that a couple of years ago. He's a brilliant player. We just prepared to see him today for Killybegs as we prepared for everybody else in the championship. We work hard, we put in the extra hard nights training. You know, we didn't take nothing for granted the night, boys. County finals are hard to win, and we just worked and worked and worked the same as anybody else. So it's like doing an exam at school when you know all the answers and all the studying done. You're confident going into the final, but we done the work coming here today. Why?
What was the feeling at
half-time
that you had won?
At half-time, I was a wee bit cross. You know, I felt that John O'Malley was doing a lot of work and there was a lot of other forwards down watching him. So I tried to say to all the maybe more experienced players, you know, step up, boys, and do a bit more here and put a bit more push behind the thing, you know, and maybe they did do that in the second half, you know. I enjoyed the last few minutes and got a couple of the lads on to the team to experience what this is like to play in a county final. We're delighted, you know, we're delighted to be here. We worked hard. I remember I said to you, the first man welcomed me back in Donegal down in St. Michael's at the start of the year, you know, and we were poor that day, and we've worked hard and we've got ourselves back here, and it's been a good championship for us. We've played some great football. We still tend to make wee silly mistakes and maybe sometimes shoot ourselves in the foot, but we give it all we have and we play with our hearts.
I know there's a bit of celebrating to be done, but now can O'Connell make an impression on Ulster?
I think so. I always feel in football and the second championship is the hardest one to win, you know. It's getting that monkey off your back, and I feel that we are a real good footballing side. We're not setting ourselves up with 30 men behind the ball anymore. I think the fellas will go now with a bit of pressure off them and enjoy Ulster. And like, we will enjoy the night and maybe the morning night, but we're going to go back to the field and we're going to work and we're going to prepare for Ulster. We're just not going to take it as a day out. We're going to try to maybe help Donegal up in the wee way that way, you know, maybe try to get over a round or two and see where that brings us. But it's going to be tough, but we're going to try. We're not going to take it for a joke, you know.